federal government uses our tax money to pay for almost everything it does. There are a couple of exceptions. So today we're, or tomorrow, as the case may be, we're filing our income taxes. But if you look at your pay stub, most of us pay into Social Security and Medicare, and those are separate payroll taxes that might appear as Social Security, Medicare, FICA. But leaving those aside, almost everything else besides Social Security and Medicare that the federal government does is paid for with our income tax dollars. And the two biggest pieces of that are healthcare spending, which in 2015 was about 28 cents of your tax dollar, and the Pentagon and military, which in 2015 was about 25 cents of your tax dollar. And compare that to other priorities like education, which most Americans say is among their top three priorities if you look at polling, which was only 3.6 cents out of your tax dollar in 2015.
So are individual taxpayers the largest source of revenue for the federal government?
They are the largest single source. Individual taxpayers pay almost half of the total federal government revenues in income tax dollars. And then if you add the payroll taxes, those Social Security and Medicare taxes on top of that, it's up over 80% that individuals pay. Meanwhile, corporations in 2015 paid less than 10% of the total federal revenues.
Historically, has that changed? Are individuals carrying more of the burden now than they have in the past?
It's changed quite a bit over past decades. The last few years, it's been quite consistent with corporations paying just about 10% or a little more or a little less. But if you go back to the 1940s and the 1950s, corporations paid a lot more. In fact, if you look at sort of the highest point, there was a point in time when corporations were paying about 40% of the total federal government revenues. So that's come down quite a lot over some people's lifetimes.
And you mentioned that healthcare and the military account for more than 50 cents out of every dollar in taxes that individuals pay. How has that changed through the years?
Well, the military has stayed fairly constant. It's been about a quarter or a little more than a quarter. Healthcare expenses have been going up, and that's partly a reflection of bigger forces that are happening in the economy, where healthcare is getting more and more expensive, and it's partly a function of some policy decisions that we're making. For instance, the fact that we don't allow the federal government to negotiate drug prices.
Now, National Priorities Project has some web-based resources that people can use to get more information about how the government spends our tax dollars. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we have on our website our tax receipt and tax day resources. One of those things is your tax dollar. So I was talking about the fact that 25 cents of your dollar goes to the Pentagon and military. So you can see that breakdown complete with other categories like interest on the federal debt and veterans benefits, energy and environment spending. You can see all of those categories on our tax dollar at nationalpriorities.org. You can also get your personalized tax receipt. So if you've just filed your income tax return, or if you were not a procrastinator and filed it a while ago and you know how much you paid, you can go and plug that into our calculator, and it'll give you your personalized tax receipt and tell you how much of your actual tax bill went to each of those things. And you can also get an average receipt for the United States or look at an average receipt for your state.
In addition to filing a 1040 return, you could file a separate form that said, here's how I'd like my tax dollars spent. What would be at the top of the list?
Well, Americans say that their top priorities for the president and Congress are jobs in the economy, education, terrorism, healthcare. So some of those show up among the top spending categories, but some of them don't. For instance, like I said, education is less than 4 cents of every dollar, despite being among Americans' top three priorities consistently. Jobs and education doesn't even really rate on the scale. Unemployment spending and job training spending is about 8 cents out of every dollar. So the fact that some of Americans' top priorities rank so low in terms of how much we spend on them is something that, you know, if people knew, they might want to change. And another thing we have on our website is a take action page where we'll help you find who your member of Congress is and give you a way to contact them and a few tips on what you can say or how you can communicate once you do contact them.
Anything else people should know as they perhaps rush to get their tax returns in at the 11th hour today?
Yes. Well, you know, I think it can hurt a little bit. It can sting a little bit to pay your taxes. But, you know, I do think that people should remember that, you know, you are paying for something when you pay your taxes. And a lot of that money comes back to our states and comes back to our communities. Like I said, most governments, most state governments get a good chunk of their money from the federal government. So there's a lot that we're paying for. Some of it you probably like, some of it you probably don't like. But I think the important thing is to realize what your dollars are paying for and make sure that that you get involved so that you can make sure that they're paying for things that you think are valuable to us as a society.